disappointed at the break last week because, you know, after coming off the win in Dundalk, it would have been ideal to have played Shamrock Rovers last week. But look, that's these things happen. The other side of that is we had two guys honoured to play with the Irish under 21 team, Shawnee and Kevin O'Connor. But most importantly, like, we have another difficult trip tomorrow, going to Sligo, which is, you know, a fantastic place to go to, great club, and you know, it's about us, you know, getting back to see can we get another 3 points on the road. It gave Garrod another few days, and it's given Gavin a bit of time. So both of those, thankfully, are back training this week, and Bucks is back training. So it brings, you know, our panel a bit stronger again. So from that point of view, yeah, it was a plus. The downside is that when you have a week, the fellas have no match at the weekend. You know, it's not the ideal because they're all professional footballers and they want to play matches. So, but look, we had a good week this week, and we know how difficult it is in Sligo. And, you know, it's important for us to go up there and get the 3 points and put in a top performance, which we need to do because they're a new team, new manager, and they have a lot of youth and energy in their team.
And no problems with Kevin or Shawnee from the international fixtures?
Well, we've only saw them this morning, so they've come back and obviously they've been away for over a week. But from an injury point of view, they seem to be fine, so they're okay that way.
And Sligo, you know much about them because it's a complete change setup there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. And the one thing about Sligo is that, you know, Sligo is a fantastic club. You know, they're a bit like ourselves. Probably wouldn't have the population, you know, or the fan base as large as ourselves. But they're very passionate, and you know, it's a great soccer town. And you know, I love Sligo because I'm always interested to see how they do because they have connections up there. But you know, they have a new manager in who came in from Peterborough. Very, very decent guy, very highly rated, and you know, he's come in to sort of change the club around and change the team. But he needs time, and you know, he's brought in a lot of young players, and I've seen him a couple of times, and a lot of energy, a lot of pace. You know, he's brought in Sadler, Martin, Rodden, all really, really good players. And then he is the backbone of Pearce, Clancy, you know, Sligerman and Gold has been around a long time, Katera, John Russell. So, and he's a few of the local young lads like Donlan and Armstrong, and I suppose he brought in Lyons from Bray. So he's a mixture of lads who've played in our league, lads who've won leagues and cups, and he's brought his young fellas in with him, and a couple of special players, obviously, that Sadler lad is a fantastic player. I saw him in a couple of matches and great pace. And I suppose the thing for him is that they've been really unlucky. You know, I think the first game of the season they played Shamrock Rovers, and you know, by all accounts, should have been ahead in the match on a couple of occasions. Were one down, then ended up with nine players, and you know, conceded a last minute goal, then to lose 2-0. You know, they've drawn at home to Galway, who everyone's saying are title challengers. You know, they were fantastic in the first half against Finn Harps and conceded a late equaliser, which was another draw. And I suppose the only blip was that last week they lost to Bray, but being honest with you, at the match they should have been two up at half time, and the game was nil all. And Clancy went off injured, so when Bray got the first goal, it gave them a bit of a lift. But you know, their performances, from what I've seen and from what I've heard, have been very, very good because they're very lively and they're creating a lot of chances. But they seem to have a problem at the moment in getting someone that's putting the ball in the back of the net regularly. So obviously they'll be trying to change that against up. But as I said, you know, a really good manager, a really good club, and they have good players. And I'm under no illusion that any in this league, as I keep saying to people, that everyone can beat everyone, and if you're not on your game, you're going to leave points behind you. And we need a top performance to come out of Sligo with any result. We have a very good squad and we have very good players. It's about us going up and giving a performance like we've done against Bohemians, against Dundalk, like Longford. That's what we have to do. If you go up and you know, four or five of your players don't turn up, you're in trouble. It doesn't matter who you play. So we expect Sligo to have a massive reaction. We would expect, you know, the crowd to get out from the start, get behind them, these guys to hit the ground running. So we're anticipating that, but we have to make sure that we're ready and we give the performance that we can give and play at the highest level that we do, because like at the end of the day, we're challenging, try and win titles. And you know, we know that from us that they're in transition. For us, it's about having to win the game. So you know, we cannot afford anyone not being on their game, so we know you have to be ready, and that's just the way the league is. And if we're ready and we're ready to go from the start and we're right, then with the level of ability we have in the team, we should win. However, if three or four fellas leave their brains in the dressing room, it's a difficult night. And then you have to allow for the conditions. You know, it might be a perfect night. There could be a gale of wind blowing like there was last year. You know, the pitch, the lot of sand has been put on the pitch over the last couple of months, and they've needed rain up there to let it bed in. There has been a lot of rain. So we'll have to deal with the conditions when we get there. But most importantly for us, it's we have to go out and perform at the highest level and take the 3 points. And if we do that and play the highest level, I think we will. If four or five fellas leave their brains behind them, we won't. And that's always your concern.
And you're treating the John. They haven't beaten us really in 7 matches, and obviously yet to win this season. But are you treating it slightly as a kind of a banana skin fixture? It could potentially be one.
You obviously don't know me, Noel. I treat every fixture like a banana skin, because that's the way the league is, and it's no different. You look at the run of results. You know, first game of the season, Derry lose to Finhaps. Everyone else in the place saying, "Oh, Derry are terrible. They're this, that, and the other thing." Derry won every game since. They're top of the table. You know, it just shows you how little people know, and how cheap remarks, and you know, things are easy to say. The proof of the pudding is on the park and the pitch, and from our point of view, every game, no matter who you are, if you don't perform, you can leave points behind you. And even you know, you look at us, you know, even going back to the start of the season, President's Cup, people saying, you know, you hadn't a chance because you have so many new players, you give a good performance. But at the same time, you need to perform every week. So every game is a banana skin unless you're mentally up for the game.
Because we left points up there before, obviously last year wasn't one all. We equalised later on, was it?
Well, did we leave points or did we get a point? Might be the scenario there. But yeah, you'd even match it. Look, from our point of view, as I said, we want to be at the top of the table, challenging for the league. And to do that, you need to pick up your points. And there isn't many opportunities in this league that if you lose 3 or 4 games over the last number of years has shown you're not going to be at the top of the table. I think Dundalk lost one last year, one the year before, so it's showing you how tight it is. So every team in the league at the moment has lost a game, which is unusual after 5 games. But at the same time, you can't afford to drop many points. So we know what we have to do.